This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Hillary Niles. The civil trial of former MamTech CEO Bruce Cole and his wife Nanette has been delayed by a federal bankruptcy judge. The two were charged with improperly diverting cash from the failed artificial sweetener facility in Moberly. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Coles are accused of receiving $1.4 million from a $39 million bond fund for the plant. Judge Dennis Dow on Tuesday postponed the trial, which was set to begin February 25th. The judge gave the Coles 2 weeks to respond to a request from the bankruptcy trustee for a summary judgment on some issues in the case. Bruce Cole is being held in the Randolph County Jail on criminal charges related to the collapse of the MamTech deal. Delta Airlines will discontinue its service at Columbia Regional Airport today, while American Airlines will launch its daily nonstop flights to Chicago and Dallas tomorrow. Mike Brooks is the president of Regional Economic Development Incorporated. He says Delta's exit was not an intended consequence of the airport's expansion. Despite his disappointment, he is excited about the potential benefits for Mid-Missouri with the addition of American Airlines.
It's going to be a real asset to have those communities as places that we can fly to or through to get to other parts of our U.S. or international traffic. So it's a real plus for us. We're very happy about it.
The daily flight to Chicago O'Hare Airport will depart at 1:55 p.m., with the returning flight arriving in Columbia at 5:10. There also will be two daily round-trip flights to Dallas-Fort Worth, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. U.S. Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt will split their differences on former Senator Chuck Hagel's nomination to be the next Secretary of Defense. KSMU's Jennifer Davidson has more.
Hagel's nomination will now go to the full Senate for consideration. McCaskill said in a release that Hagel's bipartisan manner and his commitment to more transparency at the Pentagon convinced her he is the person for the job. Senator Roy Blunt has said he will vote no on Hagel's nomination, citing concerns about Hagel's policy stance on Israel and Iran. Hagel is a Republican and has been nominated by Democratic President Barack Obama to be the country's next Secretary of Defense. His nomination is pending on the full Senate's vote. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Several doctors testified before a Missouri House committee today, urging lawmakers to reinstate liability limits for medical malpractice cases. The state's Supreme Court struck down such a cap last summer, saying it was unconstitutional. A 2005 law had capped non-economic damages for medical malpractice at $350,000. Supporters of the cap say it helped the state's medical community, reducing health care costs and keeping doctors in Missouri. Opponents say there is a fundamental constitutional right to a jury trial. Lawmakers have proposed a measure that would rearrange the legal underpinning for medical malpractice cases in hopes of bypassing concern about constitutionality. For KBIA News, I'm Hillary Niles.